Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Now, phenology is something linking what's happening in nature this time of year. Lee Searles, who was associated with White Rock Conservancy at the time, had an epiphany that this would be something that would benefit the environmental community. So we've been following along in Lee's steps. Let's learn about white-breasted nuthatches today. Today's phenology is about white-breasted nuthatches. The delightful little bird was stealthily creeping along the tree trunk upside down, sideways and straight ahead. Suddenly it flared its tail and wings to aggressively move against other birds at the feeder. Its territorial posture displayed a willingness to go to battle. Obviously, the nuthatch was laying claim to all the seeds in the feeder. They are a common feeder bird with clean black, gray, and white markings. White-breasted nuthatches are active, agile little birds with an appetite for insects and large, meaty seeds, like black oil sunflower seeds. They get their common name from their habit of jamming large nuts and acorns into tree bark, then whacking them with their sharp bill to hatch out the seed from the inside. White-breasted nuthatches may be small, but their voices are loud, and often their insistent nasal yammering will lead you right to them in the woods. In winter, white-breasted nuthatches join foraging flocks led by chickadees or titmice, perhaps partly because it makes food easier to find, and partly because more birds can keep an eye out for predators. At bird feeders, they eat sunflower seeds, peanuts, suet, and peanut butter. They can be found year-round at any wooded park. Readily attracted to bird feeders for sunflower seeds or suet, the white-breasted nuthatch may spend much of its time industriously carrying seeds away to hide them in crevices. Young are fed entirely on insects and spiders. Pairs remain together on nesting territory all year. They may mate for life. Courtship behavior begins by late winter. In courtship displays, the male raises its head, spreads its tail, droops the wings, sways back and forth, and bows deeply. Males also perform much courtship while feeding the female. Nest site is a large natural cavity or old woodpecker hole, usually 15 to 60 feet above ground. They may rarely use bird houses, and they may sometimes excavate their own nest cavity, like a woodpecker would. Female builds the nest in a cavity, a simple cup of bark fibers, grasses, twigs, and hair. Adults may spend minutes at a time sweeping the outside and inside of the nest with a crushed insect held in its bill. Chemical secretions of insects may help repel predators. Also, sometimes they add mud to the rim of the nest entrance. White-breasted nuthatches have a cousin that visits Iowa on occasion, the red-breasted nuthatch. They do not nest in Iowa, yet it's considered an attractive visitor each winter. They seem fearless of humans, possibly because near their nesting areas in northern states and Canada, they do not see many humans. They will tolerate us close to their feeder. Their appearance is sporadic and usually includes the term eruptive. Eruptive is a way to describe migration conditions that we do not see regularly, yet can appear every few years pretty consistently. They forage upon pine nuts in northern states, and during good years, their numbers increase to the point we see some across central Iowa in the winter. Like all nuthatches, they creep up, down, and sideways, without regard for which way is up, and they don't lean against their tail the way woodpeckers do. Their flight is short and bouncy, like their cousin, the white-breasted nuthatch. And that's our phenology for today about white-breasted nuthatches in Iowa. Theme music is from John Barleycorn Must Die by Traffic, and this is Pat Schlarbaum with KHOI Community Radio 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames, Become a member or find the donate button at the website khoifm.org.
Without a little body cold.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.